Git nou uit God om lijn maak. Wat zal jij nu? Nee, maar maar lachen. So he says, maybe you'll say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realization, so to speak, or whatever it is that he made that is blamed by you, is the Olam of Malachim. The Ein HaDavar of Tach, that's true. I mean, you can't say that the Bria Malachim is the Ikka because it doesn't even mention it in the Torah. We only know Derech Remez. Have Leute mal hätte und eine Kabel hätte. Und eine Kabel hätte am Mieste. Das wäre auch um Hase. So, oder mit Zares mit Zwiesen um Hase ist Commander Left for Dummy. Sei mit Zares, wo es coming from, und sei mit Zares, wo es going to. Und das wäre auch um Hase. Aber ich habe auch um Hase, was ich die Pule ist, ja, so verstehe muss, weil er peil. Und wir dämen bei sie, auch oder mein Neulad. Ich habe auch um Achen zu klauen. Und mit nicht, weil er um Achen steht, ne, da, daibe sie, who cotton, who pochis. So, just like the person when he comes into the world, he's coming into a different world, and this new world coming into is kimat nothing. And then he starts growing and becoming bigger. So in the big picture, the world in its entirety is like something that was born. And the fact that it was born, the fact that yesterday had no Matthias, means that its Matthias is a Matthias that came into being, and that's reflected by the fact that you're born, came out with nothing, and developed. And so it's true of a person himself, of a Yachid, and it's true in the global picture of a world in its entirety, realizing its tachlis only in the space bus. The Chiefstir Beersal Mitchilos Vestemus, or Shea Elon Godel Mitchilos, by Vestemus Kodule, a Mitchilu Cotton, the Inla Milish and Megilla Vasay. So the whole Mitzvahs of Chil and Adam dictates that it be something that goes from being small to being big. The truth is, almost anything like that, you know, later we tend to think of it as being a, later we tend to think of it as being a process because the person has to grow and so on. But anything that goes from beginning and develops outwards is really, really a mitzvah. You know, first it was not, and now it is. In that process from what it was not to it is, it's going from nothing to something, and that reflects itself in the fact that it requires a process to do that. Why is there Mista? So now, it's interesting. He's asked why is there Mista and so on. The Mista, Adam wasn't supposed to be fed with Mista. Without eating Mesa Das, this shouldn't have been Mista. So, I'm not sure where his question is from.
Could it be that his question is... Could it be that his question is from Bechlal the Derech Olam? Means even if Adam wouldn't have had Misa, but the Seid of the world, the trees and everything and behemoths, is it's the Seid in the world that things...
for a goof to have that mysterious, then why isn't it that over here. So I'm not sure. I don't know what his kasha is over here. But he says lafikot tosad of the misa vazich. Odvarim eilu brul maskilim ein kamakim zeh. Ovulai niske bezer samechaye chayim levayad of the zeh. He's playing words over here that maybe it will be zochu at some point to explain it. I don't know if there's any place particularly speaks about it. What he said till now, he does say many places that the Mises Mistalik has a pretty dumb apostle, Mises Mistalik, whatever he started in the Adam and so on. Not his Kiddush. But what he means, I don't know. We're going to explain it. Behine, he's by a little much on the can, kill Ulama Zed Dimel of Proyster, half cancel Hoyser, because of Jackson. He quam manuk Ulam Habi Efshi with Kosabria. So he's telling you not something that is a mikra, in other words, it happens to be this way, but it's something that's very, very inherent to Matthias. If a manuk Ulam Habi Efshi with Kosabria, kima achashiv Ulam acha heda, hine u Dimel a heda.
It's not shaykh to have ashlama without first having heder?
What?
Is he saying it's not shaykh to have ashlama without the process? It's not shaykh for there to be ashlama? Is he saying that's not shaykh to have ashlama without there being the process, without the first being the heder? Is he saying that because we need to have the prayer. And is that different to the Ramchal? Is Ramchal not saying the same?
That Ramchal's nature is the perspective of Tabarinish, that for the Ulam Habit what we want, that Ramchal's not dealing with this type of philosophical hair. He's saying
was just which way around?
Very, very different. Looking at it in a very different way. He's not being reminded that by definition you couldn't have an Olam Haba without. I want to. Let's extend what he's saying over here to Avodah Zarah. Let's take an example. A person wants to accomplish something. A person wants to do something. A person wants their faith to be in the car of a kehil of 100 people. So let's just take a dogma. So he plunges ahead, and it's difficult. It's a lot of difficulty. And so how does the person describe to himself these difficulties? The one description is, well, the Yetzer is there, the Yetzer is not letting you do it. That's one way. A second way of describing it is that, the only thing that the Akarshon doesn't give stuff for nothing. It's just as simple as opening up a shul and serving Shalom for Shabbos, and everybody comes running and comes to the Shabbos. There'd be no point to it, there'd be no schar to it, there'd be no sense of accomplishment to it, and therefore we have it that way. That would be like Ramadan. There's a third way. If I take a person and in one day it changes, then I say to myself, either the change that I made is insubstantial. He went from being a goy to reform Jew in one day. That's yes, because there's nothing changed. It's the same thing, just a different address on it, a different design on it. But if I recognize that being an Erech Yid is something that is not, and to go from not becoming an Erech Yid is in as, depending on the level of substance it is, as substantial as it is, that's how much the process has to be. So it's the Hagdara of accomplishing. If I took a person, I wave a flag and I said, Yichi, and everybody said, Yichi, then if it came easy, then there was no change by definition.
So it's a different type of Hashlama.
What?
So it's a different type of Hashlama? It's a different level of Hashlama?
It was the same thing. Right. I can't say I made a profound change in a person if the change didn't take any time or much time. It, by definition, the change is measured by time. I've done a few times before. Time is the measurement of change because something is not, now it is. The sun rising, the sun is not on my horizon. Now it is on my horizon. Sun is not in the middle of the sky. Now it is in the middle of the sky. The sun is down back at the horizon. All of those, that's the measurement of time. It's going from one state of being to another state of being. But if it can be done instantly, a karafayan or karafayan, then I really haven't made any real changes. So the hagadara of something that is a substantial change is that there's a scholar, that there was an ayin, and then if I take somebody, Lamashal, who's not terribly developed musically, and I teach them how to sing, it's a long process. I take somebody who's very good at singing, and I teach him a new niggun, especially if it's a niggun that's kind of similar to older girls, a little bit of a twist. But instantly knows it because I didn't introduce a new thing. I just moved around the notes a little bit. I shifted the notes this way, that way, the other way. So it doesn't take time to develop that way. He says, so it's by definition, in defining the track and as being something else that needed stuff. It's a Ryan way for the law of Havish, the inner act of the Adam and Rosh Yatikus. In Olam Haba, why is there no chance? And this is sort of answers it out directly. Why are there no second standards in Olam Haba? Why couldn't Kosh Baruch Hu give like a little extra? So the answer for everybody else would be, what's the point of it? Of course, when you see everything and you see the Gevaldik Atayna, the Tzadikim, and the Tzadish Tayyim, you're not going to the most fire. Well, he's learning that it's more essentially understood that if Olam Haba is a world of Hashlama, it cannot be changing it. If there's change in it, it's not the world of Hashlama. It's not the whole time in defining what it is. Okay. We'll hold it here.
Shkoyach.
Okay, Kalta.
Shkoyach, Kalta.